The heat wave continues across much of the Northeast. In fact, the heat wave is impacting much of the eastern seaboard as a large ridge of high pressure remains locked in place. And it looks like there is little relief in sight, at least in the short term. We'll have to wait until early next week for the heat wave to come to an end. Temperatures today have warmed up into the 90s in most areas, and we have dew point temperatures that are running mainly in the middle to upper 60s this afternoon. One of the things that happens when we see temperatures get this hot is that during the daytime, the dew points tend to drop a few degrees, so that brings a little less humidity, but it still feels very hot with these very warm temperatures. So as a result, the heat index values remain in the lower to mid-90s in many areas during the warmest part of the day, and we've even had some heat index values well up into the 90s, close to 100 south of Albany. And those are the areas that are under a heat advisory through early this evening, including the mid and lower Hudson Valley, much of Connecticut, and also the Springfield, Massachusetts area. It's going to be another warm and humid night with temperatures that will drop down into the 60s and low 70s. So with all of that humidity and warmth around, it'll be another tough night for sleeping without air conditioning. The weather pattern will not change much over the next few days, so each of the next three look to be quite similar, partly to mostly sunny. There may be a few pop-up storms each day, though the rain chances are not particularly high in any of those 3 days. The heat and humidity will continue, and we'll have high temperatures reach near 90 or into the 90s in most areas, but again, the combination of heat and humidity will result in heat index values that are a few degrees warmer, in general probably about 5 degrees warmer as we work through the next several days. Relief will finally come this weekend. At this point, it's a bit tough to time exactly when the front will come through, but it looks to come through at some time on Saturday, so we'll have to monitor the potential for some significant thunderstorms, depending upon the timing of the front, and then we'll see the air turn less hot and less humid by early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, some patchy fog, warm and humid, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of an isolated storm, hot and humid, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of an isolated storm, hot and humid, high in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of an isolated storm, hot and humid, high in the lower to mid-90s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of an isolated storm, hot and humid, high in the lower 90s. Region-wide on Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of a few scattered storms, with highs mainly in the 90s, some 80s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.